St. Petersburg! Hello, Tampa Bay! Hello, all you local beaches! Happy Friday, Radio St. Pete! This is the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show, and we are up next! Remember us?
Yes. We're back.
Yeah. We're the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show coming to you live again after a short vacation. But we're coming to you live again right here on RadioSt.Pete.com.
Mm-hmm.
We come to you live every Friday evening from 6 to 8 p.m. And we're back.
We're back.
We're back, everybody. Look, in case you've forgotten who we are, look at Tilly just bursting through the door. Our dog Tilly just burst through the door like there was a fire. Or something.
Right. What's going on in here,
what's
guys?
What's going on?
Huh? What are you doing?
Don't start the show without me. Anyway, in case you've forgotten who we are, let me go ahead and introduce everybody here in the studio to refresh your memories.
Right.
Let's see. Across the table from me is my little girl with the freshly pierced nipples. Her name is Hannah Claire.
Hello.
Hannah Claire.
Hello.
Yes. Hello.
Do you think anybody went, what? Excuse what?
What?
With the
I'm
what?
Pretty sure everyone.
To her right is my blushing bride of nearly 30 years and my travel companion. Her name is Stephanie or Hun.
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 To her right is my boy, death metal enthusiast and overall nerd, Ty Ginn.
Yes. I am those things.
Yes, you are. My name is Avatar.
Yes.
And I will be your host. Why Avatar?
Because you've been thunderstruck.
Because I was stung in the face by multiple wasps today.
Wasps.
That's hard to say.
Wasps.
Wasps. Wasps.
Wasps.
It's not waspuses. It's wasps.
Wasps.
I was stung in the face today at work by probably
57 wasps.
It looks like 57.
At least three. And they were all the stings were right around my eyebrow area, bridge of my nose, and now I sort of look like an Avatar character.
You look like something.
Yeah, definitely.
It's kind of
crazy something.
Oh boy.
Yeah.
Ty, would you say before the show I was looking a little downsy?
A little downsy.
I'm not an animal! Quit looking at me like that.
No, but the bridge of your nose and your eyes are all at the same, you know, depth.
I hope it clears up.
Well, it's starting. It's starting to be a little. Anyway, you know that old song.
That old song. Yeah, that's what.
I think I'm turning Japanese by the vapors.
Yes.
Yeah, we might end the show with that.
Yeah, we might.
You already played it. It's too late. It's gone.
I just played the Japanese part.
You don't even know what it is.
I just played the Asian part.
Today. Well, we'll see what he plays because I have a feeling by the end of the show
he may not
be able to see it all. He may just randomly click something.
We're going to come back from one of the breaks. He's going to be like, cut me. Yeah. You're going to have to cut me.
Cut me, Mick. So anyway, we were on a little bit of a vacation, and we are the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show, and we are glad to be back. Man, I missed you guys. I hope you guys missed us. Listen, if at any time during the show you want to give us a call, please do so at 727-498-0502. And you can do that just to play along with us. If you are interested in something that we're talking about or have something that maybe we are off on a tangent giving completely wrong information, fake news.
It happens.
You can call in and straighten us out. And that number again is 727-498-0502. Or, now here's another thing. That same number, that 727-498-0502 number, will also give you an opportunity to win the Happy Hour 100.
Yes.
What's the Happy Hour 100, you ask? Well, it's just an opportunity for you to win $100. All you got to do is give us a call and say, I want to win the Happy Hour 100. Steph will give you three very easy questions. If you answer all of them correctly, you're going to win $100, man.
Yes.
What a good way to start the holiday weekend. By the way, this is the Labor Day weekend, everybody.
Yeah. Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm. Hey, you might want to try to get that money needed to fix your face.
Fix my face. I just hope it's not permanent.
Right.
Yeah, me too.
This is not a good look.
It's an interesting look.
I'm telling you, this is, listen.
You have a face for radio.
I didn't before, but I do now.
You didn't?
I do now.
I think we all have a touch of face for radio.
Yes. Yes.
Especially Ty. So anyway, we were not on air with you last Friday night.
So if you heard us, that's weird.
Well, I don't know. Maybe there was a replay. I don't even know. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's not as if we have a best of.
Right.
It's not like that was even a possibility.
We do have a worst of.
Yeah. Yeah, we can put that together.
We got a lot of worst ofs. Right. But anyway.
So much confidence in our show.
Well, yeah. Hannah.
We have.
Well, I mean, look at our new mascot.
The alien.
Cat guy. I look like a Siamese cat.
Can we give you the Peter Criss face paint?
Yeah, that would work because, I mean, you know, when you look at my face, it's the eyes, and they definitely have that whole avatar Siamese cat. I'm not cross-eyed like a Siamese cat.
A little bit.
You do look cross-eyed because of the swelling.
Oh, great. So I've got that going for me, too.
Yes, you do.
Excellent.
Yes, you do.
Excellent. Well, this,
a little bit
listen,
special.
Everybody, this is what might happen to you if you're stung in the face by some wasps.
Wasps.
Yeah. Just stay inside.
Stay inside. Last week we were not on the air, and because my blushing bride and I, Stephanie, went up to Richmond, Virginia, where I hail from, to my 35th high school reunion.
Yes.
And it was it was a very good time. I'd like to, first of all, say thank you to all the people, all of my former classmates that put that together to make that possible, because it was a nice event.
It was a very nice event.
It was nice. It was out at the Stonehenge Country Club, and I don't know, how many people, hon? About 80? Something like that? 65, 80?
60, 80, I don't know.
Well, we had a pretty big class of nearly 400 and something. And so when you figure that only, let's say, 80 showed up, still a lot of people that we were not able to see. But all the people that I wanted to see were there. And the two most people that I wanted to see were my buddies, Paul and Jenny.
Yes. And we had the best time with them.
Yeah, we sure did. I want to thank them for their hospitality and loaning the car. That kind of thing.
And look over here, Lumpy.
And traveling around.
Wait. Now you're taking pictures?
Yeah.
We've had a special request for pictures that from someone who is not on Twitter.
I'm posing.
Is it, it? Did it get it?
Yeah, hold on.
It's getting it.
There it goes.
Okay.
There you go.
Now I need to know who,
so
who
beautiful.
Was it.
Keep thanking people.
Keep thanking everyone.
Well, I don't know who else to thank. I mean, I thank the people that were responsible for putting the reunion on, and I thanked my dearest friends, Paul and Jenny Hunley, for their hospitality and the loan of their vehicle, or their daughter Lydia's vehicle, and for all the time that they spent with us. We had a really good time in Richmond. Stephanie, what was the thing that surprised you most about Richmond? Now, look, we lived there before.
Right.
But it's been a long time since we've been back. And what were you struck by?
Personally?
Yeah.
The fact that our house seemed small.
Yeah, the house that one of the highlights of the trip is that we wanted to drive by the house that we owned when we lived in Richmond. And we thought really at first that we were just going to be able to drive by and see it from the street. But as we drove by, we saw this young couple out on the front porch doing some painting and stuff like that. So we got the nerve up to go up and ask them or tell them that, hey, we used to live in this house.
Right.
And they were gracious enough to speak to us.
Well, they again, somebody else scared. Somebody else to thank.
Yeah, somebody else to thank, right?
They toured us through the entire house.
They took us through the entire house. And it was fun to be able to go back through and tell them, hey, when we lived here, we put the siding on the house, and this room was this color, and that room was that color, and
right.
You know, that kind of thing.
And Ty used to ride his bicycle right. around the three rooms.
So that was fun. Yeah.
It was fun. It was a lot of fun.
As far as going to Richmond, Richmond is truly the heart of the Confederacy.
Yes.
If you are ever looking for a living, breathing Confederacy museum, go to Richmond, Virginia.
Well, the Civil War.
Yeah.
In general, they have... It, you know, Richmond played such a big role in that.
The White House of the Confederacy is in Richmond, Virginia.
Correct.
Just about, almost every monument on Monument Avenue is a Confederate, like, general or soldier. I don't have that.
I do. Actually, two technically are not.
Oh.
Robert E. Lee... Jeb Stuart, Jefferson Davis, and Thomas Stonewall Jackson were all part of the Confederacy.
Right.
Confederacy.
Matthew Fontaine Maury.
Yeah.
Fontaine.
Although he was a Confederate soldier,
right.
His monument is not there for that reason. His monument is there because after the war,
right.
he pursued... a life of science and weather forecasting.
Okay.
And
so his monument is there for a whole different reason.
For a whole different reason, as well as Arthur Ashe,
right.
is also on Monument Avenue, the international
Arthur Ashe
tennis player.
Was the first slave tennis player.
Stop.
Isn't that why his monument is there?
No.
No.
What about William Dotrieve?
I don't even know who that is.
Okay. I do not know who that is.
That's Bill.
Oh, Bill. Okay. Anyway, so one of the things that I was struck by is that in today's day and age where everybody's up in arms about tearing down monuments in Richmond, Virginia, that is loaded with Confederate monuments, nobody seems to be that wigged out by it. I asked my buddy Paul, who's lived there his whole life. I said, "So what's the temperature here of what's everybody feeling about getting rid of these monuments?" And he says, "Look," he says, "for years they've been sort of expecting this kind of thing, and they've talked about let's relocate them to museums or parks,
right?
You know, but nobody's really up in arms." However, when we were there, I think it was Saturday morning or maybe even Sunday, one of the monuments on Monument Avenue had been graffitied.
Yes.
But they got in there immediately and cleaned it up.
Yes.
Right.
And opened it right back up. But other than that, there was absolutely no animosity. No. There was no tension.
No, nothing.
Nothing at all. Just beautiful, friendly Richmond, just the way I remember it.
Stephanie, you said to me that you thought a great deal of the fact that the racial diversity
yes.
in Richmond, I mean, it's so much different than it is here.
It is.
You can go to a restaurant here and no black people at all.
Right.
Right? In Richmond, It's mixed. It's mixed everywhere you go.
Everywhere you go.
Everybody seems to coexist and, you know.
Exactly.
This is a city that's basically built by the Confederates.
Right.
Right?
Right. And everyone is very polite and cordial to one another.
Yeah. Right.
It just, the level of politeness surprised me.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's how it was in Mississippi and Louisiana, too.
Right.
Is it politeness or maturity?
That's a good question.
That's a good question.
Yeah, that's a good point.
You know, education. Yeah.
Big one.
You know, it was very refreshing.
Well, Richmond, you know, you've got VCU down there. You've got University of Richmond down there. And there's a lot of student-age people there. And everybody... Really, I mean, just seems to be coexisting just fine.
Exactly. Yeah, there's no...
They know to just get along.
Exactly. There's no negativity towards the millennials or, you know, or anything. It's they're very socially cohesive as a community, which is, to me, just fantastic.
Yeah. Well, one of the things that I appreciated when we were there is that they had gone through a bit of a weather change where it was probably 79, 80 degrees during the day. Absolutely no humidity whatsoever.
Gorgeous.
So what a change from here, the sweat locker.
Yes.
Because I tell you what, we were there for, 4 days? I didn't sweat once the entire time we were there. Just beautiful. It was almost as if it was springtime.
Yes.
Just fantastic.
The very edge of fall.
Yeah.
Where it was chilly in the morning.
Yeah.
You know.
If you like old school architecture, Richmond is the town for you. The hotel that we stayed in was called the Linden Row House. Linden Row Inn. And this building was built in 1847. And we got a surprise when we checked in because when we booked our room, we booked sort of the smallest room they had, but we booked 2 months in advance. When we got there, they said they upgraded our room. When we opened the door, we were shocked.
Yes.
It was like...
Floored.
It was like what they consider a parlor room, which basically are two, I don't know, 20 by 20 rooms that are, you know, one is the bedroom, one is the parlor. Both rooms had hand-carved
marble fireplaces,
12-foot ceilings, floor-to-ceiling windows.
Yes.
All these beautiful antiques. It was gorgeous.
Absolutely
gorgeous.
Fabulous. Yeah, just what I wanted.
Somebody was looking out for us when they checked us into that hotel, because I tell you what, just beautiful. We didn't want to leave.
No, we didn't. Dad wanted to change the locks.
Well, I said, you know, while we've got Lydia's car, why don't we run by a hardware store and we'll change the locks on the room and give us a couple extra days at least.
Right.
Yeah, just a few. You know.
Until I pointed out that they had our credit card and, you know.
Just be charging us the whole
That's
time.
Fine. Go
well,
ahead
we could
and
cancel,
stay.
We could cancel the credit card.
Yeah, sure.
Just live there.
And then when the SWAT team busted through.
I can't even imagine. And you know, when they were first built, each, you know, we were on one level with the two rooms.
Yeah.
But each of the row houses was built as three stories above a basement, which was an elevated basement.
Mm-hmm.
So each of those row houses was four stories of just beautiful
brick courtyards, just fantastic, right downtown
Richmond, Virginia,
on Franklin Street.
Interesting you brought up the courtyard. As a child, Edgar Allan Poe played in the private garden.
Eddie?
Yes.
Really?
That occupied the site.
Big head Ed?
Yeah. Just spectacular.
Big head Ed with the weird stories.
Spectacular.
Right. That was our trip. And we're back now.
Right. We went to the Guar Bar.
We did go to the Guar Bar.
I took about 1,000 pictures.
Ty requested that we go to the Guar Bar because he's all, you know, death metal. And Guar Bar is sort of death metal.
Guar-ish.
Sort of.
So we went to the Guar Bar, and not a very big place, but quaint.
And what a hoot.
Yeah, Steph took a bunch of pictures, and we brought them back for Ty to see.
Yeah.
And they had Game of Thrones on the TV.
Yeah,
yes.
I would not allow Mom to watch.
No, because we're behind.
No spoilers.
No spoilers.
Right.
But a neat little pub in a triangular building.
Right.
Mm-hmm. What?
Yeah, triangular.
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 Mm-hmm.
Hey, one of the things that I need to apologize.
Oh, no.
How many times on this show have you heard me bash Allegiant Airlines? I talk about when they run out of gas. I talk about when their landing gear won't go up. I talk about when their landing gear won't come down. I talk about all the smoke in the cockpit or the whatever it is.
The blown out tires.
The blown out tires, all that stuff. I give you all that bad information.
Is this their karma?
This is the karma. We flew up and back on Allegiant. I tell you what, I don't know that in all of my flights in my life, I don't think I've ever had an airline get me on and off those planes on time, both ways, and I can't even remember a smoother flight.
Yes, they did a spectacular job.
Going and coming back.
Well, they're on watch now.
Somebody must be watching. I was watching, and I didn't see anything go wrong.
Yeah, nothing.
I was totally at ease. When we walked by the cockpit, I sort of tapped the captain on the shoulder. I said, how's your gas?
I just want you to know. We're all counting on you.
Just gave me the thumbs up.
Yeah.
Don't call me Shirley.
Great flights. Right. Great flights. Mm. Great staff. Everyone was very nice and friendly and spot on.
All right. Well, we're back now.
Yes.
We're back now. We're ready to do the show. And we got a lot to talk about tonight. Hey, I mentioned earlier when I was introducing everybody that not only does Hannah Claire have freshly pierced the nipples, she has redone her hair in a beautiful fuchsia pink that she will probably be washing out after the show. Yes. But here soon, she's going to be going to Colorado.
Woo!
Her job over at the asylum is going to be sending her, what is it, a week?
Yeah.
A week-long trip to Colorado. How cool is that?
To Colorado.
Week-long paid trip to Colorado. That's very cool. What are you going to be doing there?
I'm going to be visiting a convention.
Hmm.
A head shop convention.
Head shop
show
convention.
Thing.
All right.
Bunch of product.
That'll be... That'll be fun.
Yes, it will.
Uh-huh. What?
And a mile high.
Yes.
And a mile. Yeah.
That's the plan.
Tygen, you are in the death metal band Deceptive Intruder.
I am?
Yes, you are. Excuse me.
Whoa.
When is your next gig?
September 16th.
September 16th.
FUBAR.
At the Foo Bar. Excellent.
Foo Bar. Yeah, downtown St. Pete. I'm so excited.
I mean, we talked about, a month or so ago that Foo Bar might be one of those bars that's going away.
Yeah.
Is this going to be one of the last performances there or what?
We've heard mixed things about that. So we're going to enjoy this one while we have it.
Do you know any of the other bands that are going to be there?
Well, we know Bloodbath and Beyond.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
All right, that's cool.
Yeah, no, it's a weird show. It's like, it's us, Bloodbath and Beyond, I think one other metal band, and then like some DJ kind of...
Death metal DJ?
No, just like techno music or something. So I don't really know what to expect from this show.
All right.
Maybe the techno is in there to cleanse your palate.
What
between
was
the metal bands?
September 16th.
September 16th.
And show starts at 8, I think.
Foo Bar is located on Central Avenue... or is it First Avenue South?
No, it's Central Avenue.
Central Avenue, downtown St. Petersburg. I don't know the exact address.
Between 6th and 7th.
You can look it up.
Yes.
Look it up.
Go on.
Mm-hmm. See what else we have. I mentioned that it is Labor Day weekend, everybody.
Yes.
Hope everybody's got plans and plans on being careful.
Not getting stung in the face with wasps.
Not getting stung in the face.
Paul says that it looks like the wasps is won.
Yes, they did. They actually did. It was a kamikaze mission. They came in, they stung my face, and they died.
Oh, good.
I don't know if wasps die.
Usually, they don't die.
It's bees.
The ones that were protecting the hive definitely died because I went and I got my spray. And I took them out.
Took them all out.
Used the whole can.
I did. I was angry.
Yeah.
I'd be pretty mad, too,
yeah,
if I had to look like that.
Oh, would you stop it? It's not that bad. Why don't we take a break? Huh? We good for a break? I think
yeah.
we are.
Yes.
All right. Now, listen, when we were in Richmond, we were with our friends Paul and Jenny, and we were walking across this bridge, and didn't even mention the bridge.
No, we didn't.
T. Tyler Potterfield. Potterfield?
Potterfield.
Potterfield Bridge. It's kind of a newer bridge that they have. One of the beauties of Richmond is that it's right on the James River.
Yes.
And the James River has always been a focal point, but over the past, I don't know, couple of decades, they've really made it a focal point by adding a lot of these footbridges that go across, you know, from one side to the other. And this particular bridge was very cool and fairly new. We walked across that. But as we were walking across, we were trying to think, we were all trying to sing an old 80s ditty called The Safety Dance.
Yes, and we were highly unsuccessful.
Yeah, we couldn't remember who performed it. We couldn't remember many of the lyrics other than Safety Dance.
And we didn't even have the tune right.
No,
we weren't even close.
Completely out of it. Of course, we were all a little hungover from the night before, which was the reunion.
Right, right. That was the excuse.
Anyway, so we should take a break. We are the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show right here on RadioSaintPete.com. We are going to play Safety Dance.
And who is it?
Men Without Hats.
I was right.
You are right. It's Men Without Hats. All right, everybody. We're going to play Safety Dance. And when we come back, we're going to tell you about our pre-show dinner, get into a little bit of sports. We're going to talk about some solar stuff.
Sweet.
Solar stuff.
We're going to talk a little bit about Harvey and Irma.
Irma.
We got all kinds of stuff to talk about,
it's
everybody.
Spelled wrong.
All right. We'll be right back.
Irma.
We can dance if we want to. We can leave your friends behind. Cause your friends don't dance. And if they don't dance, well, they're no friends of mine. See, we can go where we want to. Things that they will never find. And we can act like we come from out of this world. Leave the real one far behind.
Don't say.
We can go where we want to. Night is young and so am I. And we can dress real neat from our hats to our feet and surprise them with a victory cry. See, we can act if we want to. If we don't, nobody will. And you can act real rude and totally removed, and I can act like an imbecile. See, we can dance, we can dance. Everything's out of control. We can dance, we can dance. We're doing it from pole to pole. We can dance, we can dance. Everybody look at your hands. We can dance, we can dance. Everybody's taking the chance. Safe to dance. Oh, it's safe to dance. Yes, safe to dance. We can dance if we want to. We've got all your life in mind. As long as we abuse it, never gonna lose it. Everything will work out right. I see, we can dance if we want to. We can leave your friends behind. Because your friends don't dance. And if they don't dance, well, they're no friends of mine. I see, we can dance, we can dance. Everything's out of control. But we can dance, we can dance. We're doing it from pole to pole. But we can dance, we can dance. Everybody look at your hands. But we can dance, we can dance. Everybody's taking a chance. Will it safe to dance? Yes, it's safe to dance. Will it safe to dance? Will it safe to dance? Yes, it's safe to dance. It's safe to dance. Will it safe to dance? It's safe to dance. Oh, it's safe to dance. Oh, it's safe to dance.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That one just kind of ends. Anyway,
and you're done.
Paul and Jenny, there you go. You're welcome. That is a safety dance. I hope that cleared things up It certainly cleared things up for me last night when I pulled it off iTunes. And good for Stephanie, because we were like, who is playing that song? And she guessed it.
I did.
Men Without Hats, and that's a safety dance. And that's an old ditty from kind of, well, this whole show, not the whole show, but kind of reunion themed. I mean, I went to high school. I graduated high school in 1982.
Right.
And this song.
I know.
That song was a song of the...
of the time.
Of the 80s. I can remember watching the video on MTV.
Yes.
Yes. Anyway, so before the break, I said that I was going to mention our pre-show dinner. And, you know, here we are, first show back after a week off. And we decided we're going to go easy peasy Japanesey, because I look Japanesey. And we went with pizza, and from none other than Mike's Pizza, which is, in my book, probably the best pizza in town.
Yeah, no, yes. It's
very good.
I mean, as a matter of fact, I mean, what was it? Last year, we did our whole best pizza challenge, where we tried a different pizza, local pizzas, a new pizza every Friday for, what, a month?
At least.
Longer than that.
I think it was more like six or 8 weeks.
Well, we were kind of pizzaed out.
Yes.
Toward the end. But when it all came down to it, Mike's Pizza won.
Yeah.
Pizza Shack came in a very close second.
Yes.
Pizza Shack over there in
really
Largo.
Close.
Very close.
Very close.
But Mike's Pizza, always good. What we get? We got the Supreme.
We got the extra large Supreme pizza and the medium cheese, because I was afraid the small cheese wasn't going to be big enough for Hannah.
Mm.
You know, she needs pizza.
Yes.
Mike's Pizza and Pub is located at 14477 Walsingham Road. You can Google them to get their menu. They have calzones and pizza and salads, you name it, they've got it.
Right.
If you want to call ahead, give them a call at 727-724-4100. You can either pick it up, or they do deliver within a certain radius.
They actually have more than one location.
Yes. Yes. So you need to make sure this is the location we went to.
Yeah. Very good pizza, though.
It's the good one.
Would you consider that like a New York-style pizza?
It's thin.
It's a thinner crust, but man, what a flavor on that
pizza.
Yeah,
it's good.
They do have a New York-style pizza.
Right.
That's, I think, like a Meat Lovers or something.
You know what they say about the New York style pizza is that the crust is so good because of the water.
That sounds just gross.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
New York City water does not sound appealing.
I can remember visiting my cousin Karen, my cousins, Karen and Amy, in Manhattan when I was a kid. And if you got water out of the tap, it was brown.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Delicious.
So, brown water. Brown water makes for a good pizza crust, I guess.
Mm.
It's all that extra nutrients and minerals.
Flavor.
Goodness.
Lead.
Right. Anyway. All right. Hey, let's talk about sports, man.
Hey.
Sports, man.
So the big Mayweather-McGregor fight was last Saturday.
Yes.
And Mayweather... he won by technical knockout. He beat McGregor in the 10th round.
It was fixed.
Well, you know, I've heard all kinds of things. You know what? I have not seen, Ty, as I have not seen any footage other than a still photo.
Because they don't want you to watch it.
I would think that by now, a week later, that I would have seen some video of this somewhere. All I've seen
Want you to critique it.
I've seen one still photo of Mayweather punching McGregor in the face. That's all I've seen.
Because, yeah, I don't think it would hold up. People are going to watch it and be like, yeah, no, that's fake.
Well, let's put it this way, honey.
Yeah.
You currently look worse than either one of them did post-fight.
And I'm not walking away with suitcases full of money.
No.
You could. You could have.
Yeah, that's one of the things.
You didn't play this right.
Neither one of them in post-fight interviews, you know, obviously Mayweather's not upset because he won, makes him 50-0. But McGregor, he's like, hey, man,
Did you did you see the little clip of the interview with McGregor, like right after the fight?
No.
It was ridiculous.
I didn't see it. What happened?
I don't know what he was speaking.
Oh, right. I did see
that. But it was
that.
In English.
Yeah, well, he reverted back to, where's he from? He's from Ireland?
Yeah, it was like super Irish.
Yeah, yeah. You couldn't understand a thing he was saying. Well, maybe he was a little punch drunk.
Maybe.
You know, maybe that one photo that I saw of him getting hit in the face is the one that rang his bell. I don't know.
Turned on the Irish.
We had a little show wager on it, but now that I think about it, I think we all picked McGregor. So Ty picked Mayweather?
Maybe. Yeah.
Oh, well.
But
pay up, bitches!
The bookies never got back to us, so I guess we owe them $5.
And now, since I've heard people say that it was fixed, I don't know that we should pay out on what could be a fixed fight.
This
fight could actually be appealed. You know, the ruling could, you know, go either way at this point.
Yeah, well.
I don't have to take that from a cat person.
Meow.
And Ty'll hold the money until the appeal is processed.
Let's talk about
what?
Football. All right.
Doesn't it just make you so excited?
It does. Doesn't it give you chills? I just got goosebumps. Hey, so last night...
Is that what happened to your face?
No, that's not what happened to my face. I was attacked by wasps, Ty.
Wasps.
I think we've covered that. My face is a swollen mess.
So I have to ask the kids, when you hear that music, are you like Pavlov's dog? Do you start to drool?
They think it's the beginning of some sci-fi movie.
No, they.
No, it sounds like what Christmas song is that?
It does kind of like sound like
that. It does sound like that. I was thinking about the football food. Does it make you want to, you know, crave?
Time for some grease me cheese.
Yes.
Yeah, right. Anyway, our Tampa Bay Buccaneers faced the Washington Redskins last night here in Tampa Bay for both teams' final preseason game. Washington came away with a win, beating the Buccaneers 13-10. This was an opportunity for the Bucs to come out of preseason 2-2. Unfortunately, they're coming out 1-win, 3 losses. That's not necessarily the best way to go into your season opener, which is next week, next Sunday. They're actually going down to Miami for their season opener to face the Dolphins. They'll be back here at home for their home opener on the 17th to face the Bears. I don't know what to think. Last night's game was kind of a joke. There weren't starters on either side of the field. It's basically that's the game that they play to decide who the lower echelon players are going to stay and who's going to go.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Although I was impressed.
Yeah.
And we only watched the first half.
Right.
But for being the quote, you know, backup squad.
What'd you think about the backup quarterback, Fitzpatrick?
He's so close.
He's been in the league for quite a while. He has been a starter for brief periods of time, but for the most part, he's always been a backup. He's one of those guys that's been a backup for a lot of teams, and when their starter goes down, he comes in. He's had some success, but then he's also had some really crappy games. You know, so he's not very consistent, and I guess that's why he's never been the starter.
Right.
But I guess he is a veteran. He's got experience, and if, God forbid anything happens to Jameis, I don't know that I would really mind if he came in and did some stuff.
Right. Took a few downs.
Took a few snaps.
Yeah.
You know. We'll see.
We shall see.
What were we last year? I think we ended up the season 9-7. And that was Jameis' second year. This is his third year as a pro. I'm hoping that we can do better than that this season. And, let's make a playoff run. Let's at least make it interesting postseason. They've already made it interesting preseason by being the featured football team on HBO's Hard Knocks.
Yes.
You know, so that's kind of cool. I don't know that that gives them any edge. I was thinking earlier when they said they announced that they were going to be on that show, that it could be a distraction. But when I read what the sports writers say about the whole experience, they were acting very positively about it, that it did not hurt the team at all.
For now, they
may change their tune. When we
lose the first five games.
Don't even say it.
Damn hard knocks. It's a curse. I don't know.
Well, how do you feel? Close the door. I'm trying to poop.
I think it'll be interesting to see if they let Aguayo attempt a field goal for the Bears against the Bucs.
That'll be our second game, but our first home opener, and that'll be on the September 17th against the Bears. And I would like to think, God forbid, we cut him, and then he comes in and makes the winning
field goal,
60-yard field goal,
right? The Hail Mary field goal that. Yeah. Wins the game for the Bears. Right. I'll be so mad.
At that point, I would hope that the fans would rush the field and just tear him to shreds. He's going to look like he was mauled by a bear.
Like you.
By me, yeah. Mm-hmm. Quit talking about my face. Damn it.
It's hard.
Like you're ready to go watch Babylon 5 or something.
Hey, college football kicks off this weekend as well. Number 17 Florida Gators are going to be facing the number 11 Michigan Wolverines. Not in Michigan. For whatever reason, this game is being played in Arlington, Texas. I don't know what's
underwater.
Going on. No, Michigan's not underwater. So I don't know if Michigan is under... they're doing repairs or adding more seats to the already million seats that they have.
I have no idea. Mm.
I went to that Michigan stadium one time, and your dad took me, and it was a Ohio State versus Michigan game.
Always the best games.
And it was like the day after Thanksgiving, and one of the coldest days that I can ever remember in my life. And that particular day, they broke an attendance record of 105,000 people. During that particular game. That's the year, I can kind of tell you, that Eddie George was the Heisman Trophy winner that year.
Okay.
And he did absolutely nothing in that game. But the Michigan running back, Timmy Biakabatupo, ran the ball for about 1,000 yards.
Yeah.
Every time he touched the ball, he ran for a touchdown. It was ridiculous. Biakabatupo.
We know who Dad was rooting for.
Timmy Biakabatupo.
Mm-hmm.
Say that. Try that.
Look at you.
Yeah. Even with my swollen eyes, I could say that.
Maybe
pull
it helps.
That out.
Right. Anyway, so the Gators, I don't really have much hope that they're going to win their season opener against Michigan. First of all, Michigan is always a pretty solid team. Now, I don't know who gets – neither one is going to get the home field advantage, really, if this game is being played in Arlington, Texas. And – Arlington, Texas, does that mean it's going to be played at like Dallas Stadium? Is that where that is?
I don't know.
Underwater.
Or Dallas or Arlington? I don't know.
I don't know. None of that makes sense to me at all.
No, it doesn't make sense to me either. And the Gators have a severe discipline problem over there. It looks like probably, it seemed like every day over the last couple of weeks, a couple more of their superstar players were being suspended for off-the-field hijinks.
Shenanigans.
Right. So this game that we're going to be starting tomorrow probably will have...
The cheerleaders out on the
about
field?
About seven of their star players suspended for the game.
Oh, that bodes well for this season.
So the Gators, here's my prediction. Michigan, 100... Gators 13.
Two dead.
Yeah. Oh, that's bad. Anyway. That's bad.
Right. That game tomorrow for the Gators versus Michigan is 3:30. And like I said, that's Arlington, Texas. For whatever reason, I don't know. Let's see. Our Rays start a weekend series tonight in Chicago against the White Sox. Our Rays are currently 67-68 and 9.5 back.
Oh no!
From the American League East, leading Boston Red Sox.
Yikes! Nine and a half back.
Good luck.
I was talking to somebody today about my buddy Larry. He was talking about, you know, he says, you know, the Gators, when they start the season, you know, as soon as the first kickoff happens, they go, well, there's always next year.
Right.
So this is kind of the same scenario for our Tampa Bay Rays. I kind of got on our friend P.W. Fenton several weeks ago because he was already showing some disdain against our Rays, where he had already kind of written them off. And I said, oh, you know.
No, hang in there. They can do it.
Ye of little faith.
Right.
Know. And they did have a little bit of a rally there, but now they're right back to it.
Right back.
Bring out your dead.
Bring out your dead. Anyway.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you're bad. Right. You're bad.
Yep. Hey, so, all right, so Harvey.
Yes.
Dent.
Would you call this hurricane prolific? I mean, this thing has done more damage over the last, week?
Yes.
I mean, this thing is unbelievable. It wiped out a lot of homes. I think I saw where it destroyed like 83,000 homes.
No, I believe it.
Yeah. And that was just in the Houston area. And
137,000
homes. 137,000
homes.
I don't have a handle on what the death toll might be, but they're saying that
outrageous.
When all the water subsides, they're probably going to find a lot more bodies, which is very frightening.
That's frightening. Right. That's frightening. PW.
Yes.
It has chimed in. Uh-oh. Thank you, PW. they still have a chance to get in the wild card.
Is that mathematically? I mean, is it
four games out okay. of wild card?
Well, that's
position.
That's encouraging.
So,
bring out your dead.
Don't lose hope.
Yeah. It seems to me, like I say, it was several weeks ago that I was, you know, reminding him to have faith in the team.
Yeah. See, turnabout
now
is
we're,
fair
what,
play.
4.5 games out of a wild card spot. So
That's not so bad. They could do that.
Yeah. I mean, I've always been perplexed by the Rays because it always seems like we have a really solid team. But we just, for whatever reason, we just can't get there. Just can't get there. It reminds me of the old Orioles teams when they had Cal Ripken and all those guys, Roberto, whatever his name was, and the first baseman.
Oh, yeah.
All those guys. They had like a stacked team, but they just couldn't get there.
Yeah, they had a bunch of big names.
I always felt so bad for Cal Ripken. It was like, damn it.
Yeah, he keeps showing up game after game.
the Iron Man.
Yeah.
Right? Sorry, back to Harvey.
Back to Harvey.
What a disaster.
Oh, what a mess.
Yeah, right. So, what do you think about that? Okay, so you've got, if your house is not blown away.
It's flooded.
Then it's flooded.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, so you have to evacuate. You can't stay in a flooded house.
No.
Because it's not just like it's ankle deep water in your house. It's like waist and chest deep. In your house.
And it's not like...
I mean, your stuff is floating.
And it's not like it's clean water.
No, yeah. God, no. I would be so so weirded out by what I could possibly get from being in the water.
Right.
And this is Texas, man. They have rattlesnakes and all kinds of crap.
Fire ants.
Yeah, that can swim and get on you.
Yeah.
Get on you.
Yeah.
Get on you.
Come on now.
You know, I'd be terrified. Whoa. And, you know... I was listening to somebody earlier this week, and it's like, when you know that you got to bug out, what do you take?
Yeah.
You know, because you're not going to be able to take everything.
No.
So what do you take? I mean, you got to try to find all your important papers.
Well, that's why you're supposed to do all of that ahead of time.
Yeah, but you know, look, nobody trusts the weather service. I mean, everybody's like, oh, yeah.
No, you're supposed to have that done by June 1st.
Oh, so that early.
That early prepared.
Mm-hmm. You know, and who might those people be?
I don't know.
If you're one of those people, if you are so prepared, please give us a call at 727-498-0502. I'd like to pick your brain about what your mental process is, where you are so ready for The bad stuff.
The bad stuff.
The bad stuff.
Well, you see, if...
For Doom. Oh, watch it.
I know...
Easy now.
I could put my hands on everything we needed. Let's put it that way.
You can?
Yes.
Oh.
I try to keep things organized to a point where I can grab them and go.
I mean, Ty, I...
That's why you don't know about it, because if you touched it, it would be all over.
I'm probably the most organized person in this house. I'm the only one that never loses anything. Right?
No.
Isn't that true?
Right.
Not since
I moved. Yeah.
Yeah, but I don't know. Well, it's refreshing to know, Stephanie, that you know where the stuff is that we need to get out of town with.
Right.
I don't know what Ty would ever do. Because this is the guy, I mean, you've got hoarder written all over you.
Yes.
And you can't get rid of anything. I saw a picture of this guy in the paper today, and he had probably about 8 of those big plastic storage bins.
Oh, I saw
that he
him.
Had strapped together. And then on the outside of those, he had like plastic trays that were, he was floating like everything he owned. Down the street. And I was like, that's Ty.
Yeah.
That's Ty.
Hey, man. My stuff is expensive.
Yes.
Well, I mean, if you think about all of your guitars and basses and amps and all that kind of stuff, yeah, you stand to lose a lot of money. I don't know how insurance would react to the loss of those things. Because you live here in the house, would our homeowner's insurance cover his loss of all his gear?
Well, yes and no. Yes, if the house blew down because of a hurricane.
Right.
No, if the house flooded, we don't have flood insurance. And that's the reality that a lot of those people are facing.
We need to build a loft in your room.
Yeah.
Where we can just keep all that stuff higher than chest deep.
Is, if you know, their insurance companies get very technical.
Right.
About what the damage is and what caused it.
Yeah.
And if you don't have flood insurance,
right,
you're not covered. Most basic, you know, automobile insurance, what the state requires you to carry, mm-hmm, if your car floods, you're toast.
I mean, you look at that footage, there's so many cars underwater.
Yes.
Deep.
Yeah. Deep.
Wouldn't you like to be a car salesman in that area? I mean, because when everything dries up, you know, they're going to be making some coin, don't you think?
As long as
they don't try to sell those cars.
Yeah, well, those cars have to go away. I mean, I don't know that you can fix a flooded car like that.
You can't.
Yeah.
But a lot of times...
It's an artificial reef now.
Right.
Yeah, a lot of times you have to be very careful buying a used car after an event like this. Mm-hmm.
So that's quickly, how much time do we have?
We have 3 minutes.
Okay. Quickly, Irma is coming, but I heard it's like still out by Africa. I mean, it's far away from here.
Yeah, but it's like a Category 4.
And what
or
I
something.
Saw, it already looks like it's hooking up toward the Atlantic side.
They have no idea at this point.
The thing that I heard is that it's very strong already.
It's huge.
And because of the water temperatures between there and here, this thing could continue to build and possibly be even larger than Harvey.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Which is frightening.
Definitely. And they have no idea at this point where it's going.
We'll
know about a week from now.
Well, even if it hooks up on the Atlantic side of our state, probably we will see a lot of rain. Because it's a good-sized storm.
Yeah, depending on where it goes.
Right.
You know, it's anybody's guess at this point.
Mm-hmm.
But what can you do?
Right.
I mean, at this point, you know, you can't leave Florida and say go back to Virginia because it might go to Virginia. Mm-hmm. You can't leave Florida and go anywhere because you don't know where it's going.
Right. It's just a... It's just scary to think of, you know, what could happen.
Right.
And especially when you see what has already happened.
Yes.
In Texas and New Orleans and things
and,
like that.
Yeah, in years past. It's not a surprise
the
devastation is.
New Orleans, how many years ago was that?
12.
And they still aren't right.
Right. Yeah. They've not recovered. Right.
Yeah, that's bad news.
So, yeah, hurricanes are very scary. Yeah. But, you know, I don't like the cold either.
No.
So, you know, we've lived here almost 20 years, and knock wood, it's been a great 20 years.
All right. Well, we need to take a break.
Yes.
And I said a little bit ago that some of the music that we're playing on here are on this show are going to be some 80s ditties. That kind of remind me of my high school days, just coming back from my 35th high school reunion. This next song, now, you people aren't going to be able to hear it unless you listen to our show on the TuneIn app to the replay. But what I'm getting ready to play is Apache by Sugar Hill Gang.
Oh, nice.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. We are the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. We come to you live every Friday evening from 6 to 8 p.m. right here on RadioSaintPete.com. When we come back, I want to talk about solar energy.
Cool.
Sweet. All
right, everybody. We'll be right back.
Sabe, of course it's me, a better known as the Master G. A fucking in squad, sense the danger, when it's stung by the rapping ranger. Had a little talk with my medicine man, he said get them squads fast as you can. To all you girls that wanna join my tribe, just move to my rhythm and feel my vibe. Put up a fuss in the end, you'll agree, but when you come inside my TV, as I said before, you can sense the danger, when you're stung by the rapping ranger. With Silver and I, take a ride. All you chicks better step aside. I steal the squads, then run away.
Ho!
Silver is what I say.
Ho!
Sins. Kimasada got down, took off his mask. He kicked off the shoes and did the monster mash. Tano came along, saw what was happening. His head began to bop and his foot started to pat and go slam. Dunk, doodle the jerk, and with the mic is how my smoke signals work. They were jamming off a record that said it best. Now what you hear is not a test.